Unto him who has loved us and has washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests, unto him be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. God's word for our sermon on this Sunday is the epistle that was read earlier, the letter of the Apostle Peter, his first letter, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4, and they were just read to you a few minutes ago. My dear fellow believers in Jesus Christ, Jesus is the good shepherd of his sheep. All Christians know that, believe that, and they rejoice in that. But sadly, lots of Christians don't want to accept how the good shepherd does his shepherding. Lots of Christians want Jesus to be their good shepherd on their own terms. But Jesus wants to use people, other people, members of his church, believers in him. He wants to use those people to shepherd his flock for him. For Jesus has entrusted his gospel to the holy Christian church. And he wants to work through those people to bring you his word and then finally get you to heaven. That is the message of Scripture that God wants to bring all of us today as you here at Our Savior install your new pastor. God wants you to see your church leaders as your shepherds. And there are two parts to that. First off, treasure what they do for you. And secondly, rejoice in why they do it. You notice that the Apostle Peter begins this scripture by saying this: to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder. Church leadership is not about being a dictator. It's not like being the CEO of a company where you call all the shots and run the show. Peter was not the first pope. In fact, Jesus did not make Peter a pope at all. Peter was not the head of the early Christian church. Yes, he was an apostle, but he was not in authority over the other apostles. He was not in authority over the other Christian leaders of his day. Peter simply calls himself, in our text, a fellow elder with all the other leaders of those Christian congregations that he was addressing. Peter gives those leaders of those Christian congregations that he's writing to, he gives them these words. He says, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care." He tells those church leaders to be shepherds. Now, a shepherd in the ancient world was someone who took care of his flock of sheep. He led them to springs of water. He took them to fields of grass so that they could eat. He fought off the wolves and the lions and the other wild animals that would attack the flock. He chased down the straying sheep of the flock, and he enticed them to come back into the fold. He took special care of the lambs, the young ones, the little ones, because they were so vulnerable. He bandaged up the wounded sheep, and he gave medicine to the sick ones. A shepherd in the ancient world got to know all of his flock individually. He gave names to all of his sheep. And he called them by name. He developed an intimate relationship with each one of them. Do you see how this applies to the shepherds of God's flock today? To the leaders of your own Christian congregation? Your shepherds bring you the food and water of God's word. They assure you of the certain forgiveness of sins that our Jesus has won for us. They fight off the false teachers and the false doctrines that rear their ugly heads around you and seek to destroy your faith in Christ. They chase down the straying sheep, the ones who are beginning to deny Jesus Christ, those who are staying away from public worship services and the gatherings of his people, those who may be falling into open sins and are living in impenitence. They warn you of the spiritual dangers that you may be falling into. They visit you when you're sick. They pray with you and for you. They help you sort out your spiritual problems. They try to get to know you and call you by name and have a relationship with you. Your church leaders are your shepherds. God wants us to see all of them that way. Now, who are these church leaders that we're talking about? Well, certainly it refers to your pastors, huh? In fact, that very word pastor means a shepherd. Pastors of churches are the shepherds of their flocks. But it is more than your pastors. Your Lutheran elementary school teachers are shepherds for the flock too. They especially concentrate on the children in their classrooms and their families. The teachers here at Our Savior don't just teach academic subjects. In fact, their main goal is not to give the children a good education. Their main goal is to minister to our children's souls. That would also include your Sunday school teachers and your Sunday school leaders. Your board of elders would also be included in the shepherds that we have here at Our Savior. These people are the assistants to the pastors to help them do the soul care entrusted to them. And so they are shepherds too. God wants us to see them that way. We could also include in our church leaders those whom we choose to run the affairs of our congregation. Our congregational president, huh? The people on the church council. The various members of our boards and their chairmen. Plus all of those who chair various committees. All of those who do things because the congregation has asked them to do that. Those who teach and who lead in our special events. You notice that Peter says here in our scripture text, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care. Those words that are under your care clearly indicate there's a scope to the spiritual work that church leaders do. When a group of believers ask people to serve as shepherds in some way, the church itself then defines the parameters under which they serve. For example, elders and deaconesses are assistants to the pastors and help them carry out that pastoral type of work. Elementary school teachers have the scope of the school and the scope of the classroom to do their spiritual work. Church council members and board members oversee the area of work that's been entrusted to their care. And pastors are to be overseers of the whole flock in a spiritual way, making sure that the Word of God is central in everything and that the Word of God is the basis for everything that is done. The point is simply this, that God's people in a congregation, they're the ones who define the scope, the limits of the ministry for the people they ask to serve. I can't go over to St. Matthew's over there in Port Washington and do pastoral work for them without being asked by them to do it. Our elders don't go on down to St. Marcus Lutheran Church in Milwaukee and do spiritual work there. God has put specific people in specific places over his flock to do specific work here at Our Savior. And he has done that by the congregation defining itself what that work is. And so the people who do that ministry, they stay in their lane and they do that work. This is what we mean when we say there's always a scope to the work that a church worker does. And so God says to all of us today, see these people, these church leaders, as your shepherds, and treasure what they do for you. They have the job of bringing you God's word and applying it to your life. They have the duty of getting you to heaven. They are the Holy Spirit's tools to see to it that you are saved. Contrary to what Cain said back in the garden, back in Genesis chapter 4, he said, we are not our brother and sister's keeper. He was wrong, huh? We are our brother and sister's keeper. Your spiritual leaders love you, and they want you to be with Jesus when you die. You know, when members of a Christian congregation resist the efforts of their spiritual leaders to help, they are resisting the efforts of Jesus himself. Jesus once told his disciples, he who listens to you listens to me. And he who despises you despises me. And he who despises me despises him who sent me. How we view our spiritual leaders, how we treat them, is how we're treating Jesus himself. This work of spiritual care that church leaders are to carry out is so important in our world today. And quite frankly, it's also very misunderstood in our world today. So many people want to go it alone as Christians. They want to have a relationship with Jesus, but not be subject to a family of believers. Not be responsible to one another in a family of believers. Lots of Christians don't want to be active members of a local congregation. I don't know, perhaps this is part of our American freedom mentality where it's emphasized that we're free to do whatever we want, whenever we want to do it, wherever we want to do it, and we are answerable to nobody when it comes to our relationship with God. Such an attitude, that is not in accord with God's will. God wants us to join a family of believers, a local church, and then look to our church and to our church leaders and see them as our helpers for our Christian faith. God wants us to see our pastors as the voice of Jesus to us. He wants his people to look to their Christian congregation as the way that God has of helping them maintain their faith. He wants us to think highly of our elders and think highly of all of our Lutheran elementary school teachers, all of their assistants, as the servants of God that they are, to carry out the ministry of this entire congregation. This attitude that's so prevalent in our world, oh, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian, that's completely wrong. Completely contrary to how God wants to deal with us. The Apostle Peter tells church leaders to shepherd the flock of Christ. And that can only happen when the flock of Christ entrusts themselves to their church leaders and lets their church leaders do the job that God has given them. The Apostle Peter tells us in our scripture text why church leaders do this work of shepherding. He gives us their motivation. And this speaks volumes to those who are church leaders and to those who are being led by them. And so that's part two of our sermon for today. As you see your church leaders as your shepherds, rejoice in why they do it. Peter tells us why church leaders do what they do in a series of three contrasting statements. First, he gives the negative, and then he gives the positive. Here's the first one. He begins by saying, serve as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Your pastors, your elders, your teachers in your school, the members of your church council, and all those who volunteer their service on our Savior, they don't do what they do because they have to do it. Huh? They're not forced into what they do. It's not their job by which they earn a living. Huh? The leaders of our Savior do shepherd's work over God's flock because they want to do it. They know they are serving the Lord Jesus himself by doing that work. They know that their Savior himself wants them to preach those sermons, visit those people, teach in that classroom, counsel their staff, write those letters, make those phone calls, make that hospital call, contact that parent, fix that broken door, mow that lawn, put out the communion elements, and administer that program. Whatever the work is, that's something to rejoice over, that God's Holy Spirit gives this congregation tons of people who want to do Jesus' work out of sheer joy that Jesus has redeemed them from their sins. He's given them eternal life as his free gift. And with that, he gives them that privilege of some sort of service by which they can say, "Thank you, Jesus." Secondly, Peter says you're to serve as an overseer, not because you're greedy for money, but because you are eager to serve. Of course, many of our spiritual leaders here at Our Savior get no money for their service. They simply volunteer to do the Lord's work, and they get no compensation for it. So, my friends, you could double the salary of the whole church council, and it wouldn't cost Our Savior a single dime. Obviously, they're not greedy for money. But these words also do apply to those who are spiritual leaders of our congregation, that we do compensate with money. And we're a larger congregation, so there's quite a list of them. But we need to remember that our pastors and teachers of our school and others that we compensate, they're not in it for the money. This is not our job. People who view their ministry primarily as their way of making a living in this world, right? They should get out of the ministry. Because the last thing the church needs is money grubbers. The Apostle Paul in another letter calls them belly servers. Yes, the church pays salaries to those who serve in the ministry. But that is because God's word tells them to. God's word says those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But this dare never be the motivation. This dare never be the reason that a called church worker or any other church leader is in the ministry. Thirdly, Peter says to serve as overseers, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Your church leaders here at Our Savior don't act like little dictators lording it over the flock. They are not the spiritual cops who patrol around, you know, slap people upside the head and whip them into shape. Shepherds do not drive the flock. They don't twist people's arms and compel them to do something. Your pastors and all of your spiritual leaders really have only one tool that they can use to increase your faith in Jesus, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the message of God's forgiveness in Jesus. It's that still, small voice of the gospel. The good news of Jesus' completed forgiveness of sins and the message that heaven is ours is God's free gift. This is what we hear week after week after week from this pulpit. And this is the only tool that we have to use in a Christian congregation as your shepherds. And if pastors and other church leaders want to use any other tool than the gospel to build people up, they're just another worldly organization, not worthy of the name of Christ. One of the best ways to use that gospel as a leader in the church is to be an example to the flock, the Apostle Peter says in our scripture. Your pastors, Our Savior Evangelical Lutheran school teachers, your elders, your church leaders, in all of their capacities, are driven by Jesus' love for them. They are moved to serve others by what Jesus did for them on the cross to pay for their sins and to give them their eternal life. They are compelled to service because that Jesus rose again from the dead, and they know that they are serving a living Savior who's dictating and who's overseeing everything that's going on in this world. One of the best ways that pastors and teachers and all church leaders can serve their flock is simply by setting a good example. And so pastors treat their wives with love and respect. And teachers come to worship services every week. They share insights in congregational Bible studies. Church council members are people who show compassion and love for guests and for those and a willingness to go the extra mile with those who may be weak in their faith. Oh yes, I know. Church leaders will never be perfect. Church leaders are always sinners too. Pastors are always falling down and sinning because of what they are. They'll continue to sin, and every day church leaders will need to repent and turn once again to Jesus. But you know, even in that, church leaders become wonderful examples for all of the members of the congregation on how to live out your Christianity. That our lives are lives full of daily contrition and daily repentance. Yes, one of the best examples that called Christian leaders can give their flocks is one of humility and repentance. See your church leaders as your shepherds. Pray for all of them. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your Lutheran elementary school teachers. Pray for your Sunday school leaders, your church council. Pray for your board of elders. Pray for those who lead our Savior in any capacity. And remember what God's word says, those who lead our congregation are your shepherds who are helping you stay a Christian and get to heaven. It is because God uses these spiritual leaders that you can say with the Apostle Peter, say it as he says, as he ends our scripture text today. He says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Amen. Please stand.